I promise I will not give you a reason to unfriend or unfollow me at any time this hour. My word is my bond. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will join us momentarily. It is a big hour on the show. How big? Sharknado big. That's right. Sharknado, the fourth, awakens. It's coming up. It's coming up next week. We have the star of the Sharknado franchise for a good portion of this hour. Yes, the one, the only, Ian Ziering. You talk about great American filmmaking. You talk about Sharknado. It's a lot of fun. I know it's campy and the whole thing. Who are they going to dig up to have a cameo in this thing? You never know. We will talk to Ian Ziering and we will learn all about the fourth Sharknado. Then it will be this week's entertainment report with Ms. Stoffo. And it even includes the political world. And we'll have to make sure that Christina's words are actually her own. We start things off this hour with dealing with friends on social media that are only talking politics. Oh my God. Have you checked your news feed lately? I don't mind when someone throws out a political comment one way or another here and there, but not every single minute. There are people on, let's say, Facebook right now. Every single comment has to be either pro-Trump, anti-Hillary, or pro-Hillary, anti-Trump. And they have to beat it over and over and over again. Not just once a day, three or four times a day. Do they really feel as if they are swaying opinion? And I wonder how many friends and followers they are losing. And did you ever notice these are the people that quickly threaten to unfriend or unfollow you if for some reason you're offended by what they're saying or don't like the fact they're talking about politics every single time they make a comment on social media for the next 9 months, and because they've been doing it for the last 29 months. It really gets annoying. Do they really feel that other people reading their stuff every day, that 2 days before Election Day, you're going to think, oh, you know what? Jim is really correct. He's changed my mind. That's it. I am changing my entire political ideology. My idea of the political spectrum has now been rebalanced because Jim has been posting these comments for weeks and months and, yes, even a couple of years now. Enough. We don't want to hear every single political thought that you have. It's never just pro their candidate. It's just anti the other candidate. And if you dare respond with a comment, or if you tweet back to them any sort of opposing viewpoints, they will open up on you and they will unleash this wrath that you have never dealt with on social media. And it's people that seem to have a lot of time on their hands. All right, I know people that I'm friendly with in the industry that I work in, and they are throwing out some really nasty things. And if you try to counter any of their points, they will get quite personal. Don't these people ever want to work in the industry again? Because sometimes the language gets a little salty as well. Enough. Can we all just please take a breath? We're right in the middle of the two conventions. We still have, what, 3.5 months of this stuff to go. And I kidded around with someone. It is going to be incredibly interesting to sit back on Facebook and Twitter the morning of November 9th, the day after the election. 40% of your friends will be euphoric. 40% of your friends will be downright despondent. The other 20% of us will sit back, grab some popcorn, and simply watch. Stay with us. Ian Ziering is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalegi.
America Weekend. America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? His unorthodox delivery, spotty control, and awesome mullet earned him the nickname Wild Thing. He was a tough reliever who surrendered Joe Carter's dramatic homer that ended the 1993 World Series.
Well hit down the left field line. Way back and gone!
So where is Mitch Williams now? Mitch ran a bar at a bowling alley outside Philly and managed the minor league Atlantic City Surfs. In 2007, he embarked on a broadcasting career. Mitch was also with Fox before landing on the MLB Network. And he's the owner of Wild Thing Southpaw Salsa. Mitch Williams, still milking the Wild Thing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think green.
Harrison with you. New research suggests taking more B vitamins than the recommended daily allowance, and that can improve heart health and symptoms of depression, also working to improve energy levels and brain function. Natural News reports all B vitamins work together in a synergistic way. So if you don't have enough of one type of B vitamin, the other kinds simply won't be able to do their job. The biggest culprit? Stress. Whether it's emotional, like chronic anxiety, or physical, like surgery, stress brutally depletes B vitamins from the body. But there is an easy home solution. Lots of fresh fruit and vegetables. Choose organic and locally grown produce whenever possible while avoiding overcooked food, which destroys vitamin content. And eat more foods that are naturally filled with B vitamins, including oats, avocado, salmon, and Brazil nuts. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.